This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. And that includes the archives, the wiki, and more. All of it. Enjoy on us at freetalklive.com. So there was some news today, Mark, about a man named Lieutenant Watada.
Oh, yes. Remember him? Yeah, he was being court-martialed, was he not?
He was. And their court-martial charges were apparently thrown at... Well, it's a strange situation.
Military courts are strange.
Yeah, it really was. His court-martial charges were dismissed, but now he's going to be facing them again. Let me go to the Kalamazoo Gazette on this one for the full story. Army First Lieutenant Lieutenant Aaron Watada is in big trouble. Watada is facing a court-martial at Fort Lewis, Washington, where he's expected to be tried March 19th on a charge of refusing deployment to Iraq. However strong his convictions that the war in Iraq is illegal and immoral, he and his defense counsel, Honolulu attorney Eric Seitz, face a Herculean task in convincing the seven-member officer panel not to send Watada to prison. Seitz says it's Watada's actions that amounted to free speech, which is protected by the Constitution. So the question, of course, is, will the Constitution be allowed in military court?
I would even question whether the Constitution is relevant in a military court. Honestly, I'm not 100% sure.
His court-martial was underway Wednesday when... Well, it is the final law of the land.
It's the final law of the land. I would agree with you on that, but the military sort of exists outside of...
It shouldn't.
Well, I don't know.
I agree with you. That's how it seems to be, but it shouldn't be that way.
That's the operating. That is the operating paradigm, and I don't know. I don't even know. It's just the way it's been for me so long that the military has operated outside the Constitution. That and its courts have operated outside the Constitution, and that the Constitution doesn't necessarily apply to military people. That I'm not sure that I believe it. For instance, the 13th Amendment, slavery. You can put a military guy in jail for not doing what he's been told to do.
Mm-hmm.
The 13th Amendment doesn't apply. Although, he did sign a contract that said he would do it. So that, I guess,
right.
It does apply.
But he also signed a contract. He also essentially agreed, he made a statement that he would follow the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you join the military, you swear an oath.
Right.
That says you're going to follow the Constitution.
Correct.
And so if the Constitution conflicts with the contract... then the Constitution should come first. His court-martial was well underway on Wednesday when Seitz proposed that the judge require jurors to consider that Watada had acted out of a mistaken belief that his actions were legal. That's when the judge declared a mistrial, saying that this amounted to a confession to an offense to which Watada intended to plead not guilty. The stakes are high for the 28-year-old native of Hawaii. He's the first commissioned officer in the U.S. military to refuse deployment to Iraq. Now, to publicly refuse... deployment. There have been others who have just disappeared. He's the first guy to say, no, this is wrong. This is against what I believe. This is against the Constitution. I'm not going to go back and fight an illegal war. That's what he has essentially said.
I'm with him.
I am as well. And he's the very first man to have the courage to do this. Charges also include conduct on becoming an officer. If convicted on all counts, Watada would face up to 4 years in prison, a dishonorable discharge, and a forfeiture of pay and allowances. Now, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, men and women in uniform are not fully afforded the freedom of speech that American civilians take for granted. Now, they say that restriction is necessary. For instance, if people in the armed forces could badmouth their superiors or defy lawful orders with impunity, the country's military effectiveness would be compromised. It's important to note that today's armed forces consist entirely of volunteers. Those who serve are doing so of their own volition. In Watada's case, it's clear that if he refused an assignment, one which thousands of his officer peers and enlisted personnel have accepted. However, I don't think that's an excuse to throw him in a prison cell, simply because the majority of the soldiers are good little soldiers and will follow whatever orders they're given doesn't make Watada wrong for refusing to follow those orders. You see what they're saying? They're
right.
Saying that, well, because everybody else said it was okay, because everybody else went along with the orders, they must be lawful orders. The majority says so. But that doesn't seem to jibe too well with individual liberty and freedom.
Well, the majority of people in the southern states at one time thought it was a good idea to own slaves.
Right.
Does that mean that it's a good thing?
No.
Does that mean it's constitutional?
No.
No. No.
He has agreed to...
Watata's doing the right thing.
He is. And he's very courageous. He's agreed to the accuracy of statements in earlier interviews in which he attacked the war as illegal, the army for committing war crimes, and the Bush administration for deceit. Danny Westney, the Seattle Times columnist, put it bluntly, quote, "What Watata did is military disobedience. And no matter how opposed you might be to this war, you've got to stop and think, do we really want officers who run the most powerful fighting machine in the history of the world deciding what rules to follow as they go along? Yes! The answer is yes, of course! Of course we do!
Well,
because if we don't, if we have a situation where the officers are all blindly following orders, then we can very easily spiral down into another situation that is very similar, very reminiscent of 1940s Germany.
Those officers were just following orders.
That's right. They were good set of officers following the orders they were given and slaughtering the Jews.
You make
checking
an excellent
point. Checking the identification. Going from house to house, knocking on doors. Whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah. Well,
this is really disturbing. And so, yeah, of course. I mean, how could anybody sit there, listen to this, listen to these points and say,
yeah, these guys are supposed to be mindless automatons. We don't want them thinking for themselves. When they are given orders, they should just act. They shouldn't think first. Don't act, or don't think, just act, boys. Do whatever you're told.
Well,
I have your own minds.
The statement the newspaper guy made me stop and think. You know, do I want my military guys thinking for themselves? I've been raised that military guys do what they're ordered. They follow their duty.
Yeah.
And especially officers, it seems to me, like Watata is, they take an oath to the Constitution, and they should take that oath very seriously.
Yeah, it would seem to me that the higher the rank you are, the more important it should be for you to seriously analyze any orders you're given. Because I don't know about who's responsible for what in the military. Like, if you're a grunt and you're given an order by an officer, is it the officer's fault if he gives a faulty order, or is it the grunt's fault for following the faulty orders? But I think the higher up you are...
In today's military, I suspect both of them would take a fall.
Right. Well, I think the higher up you are, the more careful you have to be about analyzing
sure.
whether or not this is a good order. And he's a lieutenant, Lieutenant Watata, which
right.
means he's got men under his command.
Right.
Which means that if somebody at a higher level gives him a bad order and he just mindlessly passes it on to the grunts, then he could put them in danger. He could put them in a situation which they don't deserve to be in. And he could put their lives on the line, possibly risking the lives of his men, possibly resulting in their imminent deaths, their demise, the loss of their lives, and therefore their families will suffer, and all sorts of other consequences could happen. I think that it's got to weigh heavily on a lieutenant or I don't know what the term is for having a ranked officer. Mm-hmm. I think these decisions should weigh heavily on ranked officers in the military as to whether or not they're doing the right thing. There still has to be right and wrong even when you're in the military. Just because you take that oath doesn't abolish right and wrong.
No, it doesn't.
And I would like to hear from you as to what you think on this, especially those of you with military histories, those of you who've been in the military. Just because you swear an oath to the military doesn't mean that you're absolved of all responsibility for what you do. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. The Seattle Times columnist says, even if this time you might agree with this particular officer, he says, do we really want officers who run the most powerful fighting machine in the history of the world deciding what rules to follow as they go along, even if this time you might agree with this particular officer? Yes, I do. What do you think? 1-800-259-9231. We're keenly aware, he says, that many Americans, especially the most vociferous of the war protesters, admire Watata and consider his insubordination as an act of conscience. Oh, this is obviously an editorial. They say, we don't see it that way. Well, I do. And I think he's very brave. And I hope that more people follow his lead and decide to not follow bad orders in this case and in other cases as they come up. Make your own decisions for your own self. You're still an individual, regardless of the fact that you're in the military. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. We'll talk about groupthink coming up. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, It's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Christopher Gronsky, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, who, by the way, I spoke with on the phone today.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a heck of a nice guy. Looking forward to meeting him.
Now, what does the We the People Congress do? Is that the one that
Bob Schultz?
Recommends that you...
Right, the anti-tax crowd, the tax freedom organization.
They say that we're not paying our taxes until the government answers a few questions regarding the Bill of Rights, the war in Iraq, taxes.
He's going to be there. He actually suggested to me that Bob Schultz is actually going to be in attendance as well. So there's going to be a lot of liberty-oriented people at this event.
If this isn't the biggest liberty-oriented event...
I think it's going to be.
...ever, it'll at least be the best populated by the luminaries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be huge. And so he's going to be there. A taxpayer activism panel also going to be happening. You can get registered at freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. I also just discovered today that I don't know if this is all... stuff I'm not supposed to be announcing, but I found it out on my own, so I figure it's fair game.
Okay.
Declan McCullough is going to be in attendance at the Liberty Forum. I don't know if he's going to be speaking or if he's just going to be somebody who's attending. I know at the very least he'll be attending. You may recall he's a very prolific author on the Internet. He does a lot of pro-liberty technology-related articles for websites like CNET.com. And we frequently, if we're covering a liberty-oriented Internet issue, it's likely an article written by Declan McCullough. I mean, this guy is that widely distributed on the Internet. So looking forward to, I sent him an email today saying we definitely want to have him on the show if we get a chance to have him stop by and sit in on Free Talk Live one of those days. So there's going to be so many different pro-liberty personalities. It's going to be hard, Mark, to fit them all in on the show. We're going to have a third microphone there for people coming on.
Yeah, we are.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Get registered. As we go to the phones to the amplifier line, it's Puke in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Puke.
Hey, how's it going?
Going great. What's up?
I just wanted to comment on what you were saying about the lieutenant on how whoever's writing that article said, do you want soldiers questioning their orders and everything?
Yeah,
and
I do.
In some of the training that I've got, they have actually said that you should question certain orders, like if someone orders you to go kill an entire village of children or something, you know, that's what they call the laws of war or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are actual situations in which you should question your orders, you know, because I guess they saw what happened in World War II and they didn't want, and possibly Vietnam, and they didn't want soldiers just going around, you know, oh, somebody ordered me.
Right.
You know,
I can certainly see situations where you don't want to be spending too much time questioning orders. If you're under fire, if you're in a situation where there's a conflict, a direct firefight going on.
Right. You probably don't want to look at your little pocket Bill of Rights at that moment.
Right. Somebody gives you an order at that point, like, you know, go jump over there and dive behind that bomb shelter or whatever. You probably want to follow that order at that particular point. But if it's order given to you that you have time to contemplate where your life isn't immediately on the line, I don't see anything wrong with saying, is this the right order? Is this the right thing to do? Does this jibe with my training? Does this jibe with the Constitution? Maybe I should think about these things before I actually do them. And you're actually somebody who's you have been in the military. You've recently gotten out, correct?
Yes, as of this month, actually, was my last month.
Wow, congratulations. And I noticed that you're calling from Massachusetts as opposed to Texas, which is the last time we heard from you. You were down in Texas, I believe at Fort Hood. Why are you now in Massachusetts, Puke?
Because tomorrow will be my last leg up to New Hampshire, where I'll be living for the foreseeable future with the Free State Project.
Excellent.
Is fantastic. Of course, I already knew that, but I figured I'd ask just so you could tell everybody, and I think that's just awesome. In fact, you're coming to the Keene area, as I understand it.
Yes.
Very good.
Good. When are you going to arrive, Puke?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, actually.
Well, we'll have some coffee.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent.
That'll be great. I'm glad I made it without sliding off of any roads or, you know, getting snowed in. So
that's a good time. I mean, considering you're moving up right in the middle of winter, it's what better time could there be than to move up now, right, Mark? I mean, there's not really much in the way of ice or snow. I mean, there's some snow on the ground here, but... the roads are well taken care of. It's a pretty safe drive, I would think, all the way up here.
Unless what happens is the snow melts on the road and then it refreezes into ice, that's the worst possible scenario.
Right.
I've decided I'm not taking any chances. I bought snow tires with studs on them.
No, you already lost one car.
Right, and an all-wheel drive vehicle. I don't intend to take any chances. But, you know, maybe you'll wait for your first wreck for that.
I have to say that it's probably the worst idea to come up here during the wintertime, just simply because, I mean, if you're not somebody who already has winter clothes and things like that, like we didn't, you know.
Oh, I have to disagree. Winter clothes are on closeout right now.
Really?
Yeah, all of them are like a 25% of what they were, what we were buying them at when we got here in fall. That's when people buy winter clothes.
I
so
see.
We were
well,
buying
if you've got the money then
with the
should,
herd.
I see what you mean. If you've got the money, you should come up.
At the end of winter is the time to buy. Yeah, that's all over the place.
Gotcha.
But I would have been coming up in probably September or October if I hadn't been stop lost. You know, great backdoor draft that the military has nowadays for their.
Do you have sort of a negative taste in your mouth after that, after a stop loss, about the military in general?
Oh, absolutely. This last year I was in Iraq with my third and final deployment. I was in Afghanistan twice, and going to Iraq for an entire year really just put it to me how stupid and how, you know, silly the government in this war is. So it was pretty much an eye opener. Before then, I really, you know, I wasn't gung ho or anything. But
now of the troops
in Iraq, was,
now you say it's silly. You say it's been an eye opener. Now of the rest, the troops that you've known, the ones that you encountered, what percentage would you say agree with you, and what percentage would you say have drunk the Kool-Aid, so to speak, and are completely still on board with the war?
Well, you know, I can't speak for anyone else, but as far as the guys that I worked with, which is, you know, in my company was about 150 guys, I'd say about half of them really, you know, they were just there like me as a job, and they were going to get out when they were done. But a lot of them were, you know, a lot of them get suckered into this. Whenever you get out, they offer you all kinds of crap and kind of threaten you with that IRR.
IRR?
So some of them reenlisted, which is at Ready Reserve.
Right.
Where they can call you back, or, you know, in actuality, you sign up for 8 years, whether you sign up for 8 years or not.
So you're still in with the Ready Reserves then, right now?
Yes, until December. I was lucky enough that I signed up almost a year before I actually came into the Army, so that time counted. And what happens with that IRR is if they need you up until the very last day, which will be in December for me, if I get a letter like 2 days before my time is up, I can they can legally bring me back in for 2 more years.
For two more years from the last day.
Yeah.
So it's even in effect, it could be 10 years as opposed to 8.
That's correct. But luckily, I'll be right next to Canada, and I'll have a lot of support here.
Yes, you certainly will, and we're glad you're making it all the way up here to Keene, New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project. Puke, we look forward to meeting you, and thanks for the call tonight, dude, and sleep well in your hotel room. Thanks. See ya. 800-259-9231. Awesome. People on the way up here to the Free State, even in the dead of winter. I think that's fantastic. More on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When I say Elvis, you hear music. Mitch and Kennedy and politics comes to mind. But what picture does the name Monroney conjure up? When we come back, I'll tell you the shocking truth.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Not since Jerry Springer or Howard Stern has one man's brainchild caused so much shock. Yes, the Monroney label, commonly known as the window sticker on new vehicles, was introduced by Senator Elmer Monroney in 1958. Ushering in the age of consumerism, the senator thought it made sense for people to have detailed information about what they were buying. But shoppers aren't the only ones who suffer sticker shock. Dealers can be fined up to $10,000 for each vehicle missing Senator Monroney's label. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. And that is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Live streams included. There's a broadband version of the show awaiting you, and a dial-up version as well for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy building things? Woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. Woodcraftplans.com supports FDL, so please support Woodcraft Plans. That's woodcraftplans.com.
So, we started this hour out by talking about the Lieutenant Watada situation, the man who has essentially been the very first U.S. military member to publicly come out and say, you know what, this whole war thing in Iraq, not so legal, not so constitutional, I'm not following the orders. And I, you know, got to give that guy a round of applause for doing something like that, for having the courage to do so. He's been brought up on trial. The trial's been declared a mistrial. And as a result, according to some people, this could be the end of the Watada case. Fort Lewis, according to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, the Army court-martial of Lieutenant Watada, which ended in a mistrial yesterday, may have stranger turns ahead. Prohibitions against double jeopardy might keep prosecutors from having a second trial, saying his lawyer and another legal expert.
I disagree.
Why?
If it's a mistrial, then there's no double jeopardy issue.
Well, the opposition of Watada and his defense team to the mistrial declared by the military judge and eventually endorsed by prosecutors after their case fell apart opens the door for a double jeopardy defense, University of Washington law professor. Double jeopardy, which forbids a person from being tried twice for the same crime, does not apply only after a verdict is rendered, but can apply after a jury's impaneled and witnesses have been called. The notion is that you can't just stop in the middle and say, I don't like the way it's going and start over, said Junker. If the defendant objected, it does raise the possibility of double jeopardy. That would happen in civilian court, and I presume in a military court. That doctrine does come from the Constitution, and like it or not, the military is still subject to the Constitution.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens with Lieutenant Watada, but I thought it was interesting to spin this off into an article by Thomas Hoyt appearing at StrikeTheRoot.org. It's such an annoying website. Actually, it's strike-the-root.com, not .org. Anyway, it's called Breaking Conformity, and he says, by far the most famous psychology experiment of all time is Milgram's demonstration of obedience to authority. It's one that we've talked about many times here on Free Talk Live. As we all know, his subjects were willing to administer what they took to be lethal shocks to imaginary victims simply because a guy in a white coat told them to do so.
It is amazing, and it really does show how people defer to authority.
I've always wondered if perhaps some of the motivation was the ability to inflict such cruelty and have it be okay, since, after all, the doctor told me to.
Right. I mean, these people were willing to kill someone they had met because a doctor told them to.
Not just kill them, but shock them to death in a very painful manner.
And loud.
Yes. But I digress, says Hoyt. Even though Milgram's is the most famous, it's not my favorite experiment. No, my favorite psychology experiment is Ashes on Conformity.
Now, we haven't done this one, have we?
No, we haven't.
Ooh.
Here, in the typical setup, Ash would have a vertical line drawn on one card, but it is one that I am aware of. Have a vertical line drawn on one card and three other lines on a second card. He would ask the group of subjects, all within earshot of each other, questions about the relative lengths of the lines. So, here's the situation. We've got a table here, Mark, that we're sitting around, and I'm the guy who's doing the test. You're one of the subjects,
mm-hmm.
and there's at least two or three other people in the room.
Gotcha.
Well, the twist is that all but one of the subjects were actually Confederates in that they're all with me.
Right.
And you're the actual person that we're testing.
I'm the control group or whatever.
Who purposely gave incorrect answers. So essentially the point was,
Confederates gave incorrect answers.
Right, so the Confederates said, oh yeah, those lines are the same length. Or those lines are different lengths, when in fact they were lying.
Right, they were saying the wrong thing.
They were trying to get you to go along with them.
Right, when I look at three lines the same length, claim that they were different lengths simply because two or three people at the table said so too.
The point was to measure how much peer pressure, or more broadly, the desire to conform, would cause people to give obviously false answers. What's really interesting is that after the fact, the subjects would attribute their obvious mistakes to poor eyesight or some other personal failing.
Mm.
They didn't seem to realize that the wrong answers of everyone else in the group made it very uncomfortable to give what was clearly the right answer. And now we come to the most illuminating feature of Ash's results. Although as many as a third of the subjects would conform when all of the Confederates unanimously gave wrong answers, virtually every true subject would give the right answer so long as just one Confederate dissented from the rest of the group by giving the right answer as well.
So, is all people need is one person to dissent, and they'll follow the dissenter, they'll follow their heart as long as somebody else stands up first.
As long as they aren't the only one.
Mm. That's why when you're asking for volunteers from a group, it's always hardest to get that first person to step forward.
Somebody has to stand up, yes. In other words, people are willing to trust their inner judgment and speak what they know to be true so long as they don't feel totally alone in their views. Now, there's more to this article, but it's. Do you see where I'm coming from on this one, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
In that I think that this is why Free Talk Live is working so well. Because we are those people
who are
standing up first and saying, come with us, there is another answer besides this insane Republican, Democrat, left-right paradigm that everybody's been so used to in this country. We're standing up
everybody
and showing
people
the way.
Everybody knows the government is inefficient and they screw things up. And not just our government, governments
exactly.
in general are inefficient and screw things up.
But they're so scared to say anything about
mm-hmm.
it. They need someone else to just pick up the toys and hold out their hand and say, essentially, come with me. In homage to Ash's wonderful discovery, I now proceed to do my small part in dissenting from other Confederates in our society. Here are some basic truths that no arsenal of pseudo-intellectuals can deny. Number one, it's wrong to steal, and taxes are stealing. This one's pretty simple, folks. The government tells you to pay your taxes or else. Well, or else what? Or else, well, when push comes to shove, they send armed goons to your house to drag you away and throw you in a dungeon, or prison, as the modern nomenclature would have it. If you think that the services government gave you were worth the price, then government doesn't need an IRS to collect payment. McDonald's doesn't have thousands of employees whose only job it is to force people to fork over money in exchange for super value meals. Because if...
So they don't do super value meals anymore.
If the government... Really?
I don't believe so, no. I mean, you probably have to ask for a super value meal.
If the government was such a great organization, then people would voluntarily pay them. That's his point there. Another point, it's wrong to murder innocent people, and war is murder. Once again, pretty straightforward. This is more black and white than the questions Ash asked his subjects, but in case there's some confusion, let me change the wording to make it clearer. Perhaps melting thousands of children in order to get somebody else to do what you want is evil.
Well, that would be.
Yeah. Majority vote, here's another one. Majority vote doesn't turn something wrong into something right.
I would concur with that.
A lot of people think that taxes and all the murders performed by our brave boys and now girls, who we're all supposed to support, are rendered A-OK because the president orders them. And this in turn rests on the belief that our system is a good one because it relies on the will of the majority. We've heard these excuses all the time from supporters of the system. Well, you voted for this. You voted for these people. Why don't you just change it? You don't like the laws, well then change them. Well, you voted for these people. No, I didn't. They're forcing their way on me. I didn't vote for any of these jerks. See, it's not really stealing if the people approve of the tax code in these people's minds. Now, this is just balderdash, and everyone knows it deep down inside. If tomorrow Bush stole a scene from Braveheart and ordered that every governor had the right to sleep with new brides, I don't think that the existence of the Electoral College would reassure too many new husbands. It's true that the American public would never stand for such a ridiculous decree, and that's why Bush would never order it. My point here is simply that it's not the political process that makes such a hypothetical decree right or wrong. It's wrong by its very nature. The goal is to pick a political process that allows the right answer to occur as often as possible. And when I look at the history of governments throughout history, even our own, I'm not convinced we've found a good process. More on the way on what's right and what's wrong with government and you. 1-800-259-9231. Are you going to stop following orders yet? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky.
the ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Anything goes if you make the call. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. Very, very cool merchandise that we have for you to purchase, including Free Talk Live hats, a variety of different types. In fact, you're wearing our brand new Free Talk Live beanie cap.
I'd like to talk about the my sock hat here, or what,
yes,
whatever we refer to these things as. I have two. I have one that's just a standard black one that I bought at Marshall's or TJ Maxx,
yeah,
or something.
Okay,
I don't
okay.
like to spend a lot of money on things generally. But this one has the Free Talk Live logo
it
on it. So
very, very
I
sexy was to, Free Talk Live logo.
I was willing to spend a little more.
Right.
And I have to pay for these, too. I mean, you know, that's the
yes,
way that
you
goes.
Do.
So I have the one from Marshall's, and I have this one. This one's significantly warmer.
Really?
The thread's more dense and
mm-hmm.
closely packed. It keeps my head warm. When you say that it's high-quality merchandise, you're not joshing.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
The real deal.
It is. The T-shirts are nice. The hats are nice. The bowling shirt, sweet.
Yeah, they're very cool stuff. The shirts are very, very sharp. The flag, we've got this hanging in the studio now. It's the Free Marketeer flag. Very sharp, very nice. The DVD collector sets. The bumper sticker, which is free, by the way, no joke. Go to store.freetalklive.com to learn how you can get your very own freetalklive.com bumper sticker, completely free. And so I've been very, very pleased with the quality of the store merchandise. And I've got to say that it was a little risky getting into the store, because when you're ordering things from some supplier, you really don't know what the quality
There's
is like.
There's a picture, but that's
right. So we certainly were taking a risk, and we're going to be adding new products this year. We're going to be adding, I think we're going to add a baby doll T-shirt for our lady listeners.
Yeah, girls like baby dolls. They fit a little better.
They do. And
off the chest, you know?
I think we're going to also add a Free Talk Live hoodie. And I can tell you this, that if something comes in that's crap, like if we order something and it's just utter garbage, I can tell you that we're just going to put that on clearance, blow it right out and say, you know what, there was a mistake made, this isn't up to our quality standards, it's clearance, fire sale, get it out, let's find something new. I don't want to offer crap at our store. I want to make sure Free Talk Live merchandise is the best, and it is. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're talking about conformity. We're talking about dissent. And what started all of this was the case of Lieutenant Watada, the man who has had the courage to dissent and say, you know what, forget following these bad orders. I'm not following these bad orders in the military. I am not returning to Iraq because it's an unconstitutional war, and according to my oath, I am not supposed to support unconstitutional orders. And he's got the courage, and he has had the courage to do that. There was a mistrial called in his case, and we gave you the information on that earlier, but it led me to a story from Strike the Root about conformity and about people standing up against the system. And I want to continue this from Thomas Hoyt, teacher, who a retired teacher who lives in Nashville. He's pointing out just a few different points about how it some truths about government and truths that everybody sort of knows in their heart, but nobody wants to really admit, and that they need somebody else to stand up and admit first before they can say, yeah, yeah, I've always felt that way. Finally, the U.S. government can be just as corrupt and backwards as any other. It always amuses me how Americans can be very wise and skeptical when it comes to other governments, but always give extremely generous explanations for apparently hideous actions that U.S. politicians commit. Sorry, folks, it doesn't work that way. When we invade a country because of alleged weapons of mass destruction, and then we stay even though weapons don't turn up, we've been an aggressor nation. Yes, we just took over another country on the basis of lies.
Or at least untruths.
Whenever other countries do that, Americans rightly cry foul. Still think the U.S. is qualitatively better than all those nasty other regimes? Still think the American people are a cut above? Then how do you explain this?
Well, I do believe that we're qualitatively better, and I do believe we're a cut above. I don't think that we're qualitatively righteous, that we're always, everything we do is correct and it's okay. I just think that we're a little bit better.
Well, according to Hoyt, in 1963, the U.S. had a military coup in which the elected president was murdered and replaced by one of his subordinates. The ensuing cover-up was so palpably false that anyone who deigns to read up on the subject must realize that government has systematically lied to us for all these decades. For those who would like a good starting point, he recommends Mark Lane's classic Rush to Judgment, obviously talking about the Kennedy assassination.
Mm-hmm.
If just one of his major points is true, for example, the APB on Oswald going out before the police could possibly have learned the description, then the official Warren Commission report is a bunch of garbage. Use your common sense, folks, says Mr. Hoyt. Your government lies to you every single day. If just a few of us started pointing this out, everyone would soon start to admit the obvious as well. And that's why I wanted to bring this up. I wanted to encourage those of you out there, and I think most of our listeners are already doing this, encourage you to be a dissenter. Encourage you to be the one person in the classroom, the one person in the church group, the one person in your blah, 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 your Lions Club, your whatever, you name it, whatever groups it is that you spend time in. Be the one person who dissents against this government. And then you'll discover that there are others out there who feel the same way as you do, or sort of always felt the same way, but had always been too scared to say anything to anybody else, because they always felt that, well, 99% of Americans just thought that everything was peachy keen here in America, and whatever the American government says goes. And it turns out that there are people out there that think like we do, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we discover here every night on Free Talk Live. By simply talking about the issues and talking about our beliefs on them, we've discovered that there are a variety of people out there that are with us,
you know,
and against the government.
And people refuse to look at past mistakes of the government. They're obvious and egregious. Slavery.
Yeah.
The government, the United States government at one point condoned slavery.
Sure.
Now, there was a war fought that largely included the issue of slavery, and we can put all that aside, but they condoned it at one point.
Not only did they condone it then, but they still condone it today.
Well,
in the form of jury duty.
Understood, but you're not going to get people to quite get on board with jury duty.
It's still slavery. It's conscription. It's a very short period of time, but it is conscription.
And the draft, the United States.
The draft as well.
In this.
Especially if that comes back.
The second point that I'd like to make on that is the internment of Japanese Americans.
Oh,
how many people? How many people could possibly imagine that this was a good thing?
Who could have possibly thought that would have happened here?
We've apologized. The United States government's apologized for it.
So
it's
what?
A bad thing. Well, I'm saying that they've admitted
a lot of
fault.
Good that does.
So you know, there you go. They've done that. The invasion and takeover of Hawaii.
Mm.
United States has issued an apology to the Hawaiian people. Why did they do that? Well, because they took their damn land.
Yep.
And they
How
populated.
About Guam? How about the rest of the things that we've taken over.
We have absolutely done that.
Right.
We didn't do as thorough of a job with them as we did with Hawaii. We populated their country with so many white people that we then voted in to be a state. You know, just took
yeah.
it.
Yep.
So I'm sorry, but the United States has made some mistakes. If we have made some mistakes, we could very well make them in the future. The Iraq War is a mistake.
It sure was, and is, and continues to be.
You know, the going in the first place, I made that mistake. I thought it was a good idea. A lot of Americans thought it was a good idea, and it was a mistake. The implementation of it has been awful. They have fought this war very, very poorly. If they would have just left it mission accomplished, then that would have been it. The war would have been over, and at the very least, these Iraqi people could clean up.
Right.
Well,
even
we've done a terrible job of allowing them, of helping them clean up.
Even if, not that I support anything about this war,
no.
But even if they had done what you suggested and they had left at mission accomplished, then they wouldn't have had their tail between their legs like they would now, because
right.
now the excuse is, well, we can't leave now or we'll look like cowards. Well,
you just look like idiots.
Then? Yeah, you're looking like fools. I mean, and you're putting people in harm's way that don't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
People are dying over this.
The numbers are 600,000 people have died as a result of this
innocent
Iraq war.
People.
And that's on the Iraqi side.
Yeah.
We only have 3,000 or so on our side. It's so awful.
3,000 or so. I mean, you say it like it's, you know, so flippant. I mean,
compared to 600,000, it is. I mean, 3,000 people. Yeah, everybody has
every
a family.
Every one of those people.
And every one of those family feels a great deal of pain when one of their sons or daughters dies.
Right. So my point in all this is to encourage you. Using the Osh study on conformity to encourage you to not conform, to encourage you to step outside of the box in hopes that others will see you stepping outside of the box and say, hey, yeah, he's onto something. You know what? They're right about all this. Maybe I'm not alone anymore. And you're not. And you shouldn't be. And that's, I think, where the Free State Project is going to be so powerful, Mark. Not only is this going to work on an individual basis when you step out and say no, when you step out in dissent, but when New Hampshire dissents as an entire state of freedom-loving people steps out in dissent against the United States government, can you imagine what's going to happen? Very interesting things are ahead for us. More on the way, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet8.net toll-free line. Speaking of conformity, in New York City, they say you can't wear iPods while crossing.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.